Good morning, Audio Boo people. Here it's Hans, and the sound you're hearing in the background is inflating an airbed here, or trying to. This is the second night doing this, and I'll be doing this until I move with my folks. I mean, I could leave the thing inflated, but I know last night it deflated itself. But I'm going to try to make sure that it doesn't do it this time tonight. I'm going to make sure every cap is on tight. It's one of those foot pump. See, there's a built-in foot pump at the corner, and I'm standing with one foot pushing down on it. And there's basically a hole in the top. And I'm wondering if this thing's starting to get inflated, because it's... See, it worked some on it already. Okay, and they tell you not to overdo it with the firmness, because I'd like to make it good and tight, because there's a couple pieces to put on, like a rubber cap thing, and then screw on over that. Okay, so I'm going to put the cap on here now. Okay, because I think that's what I didn't do last night, and I was losing air because of it. So, anyway, paid about, it was like $45 for a Canadian Tire, from Canadian Tire, or a crappy tire, as some people call it. Because generally a lot of people don't find the stuff the best quality there is. So, but anyway, this is good, so I'm going to screw the cap on here. Make sure it's nice and tight. Because, you know, it's about 200 pounds of weight laying on here. It's all equally, distributed here. Okay. It's a little end, it's a little foot pump. So, now I'm at the head of it where there's another... See, it's basically an air mattress. They call this an air bed, but it's really an air mattress. And there's another headpiece at the top here. Make sure that thing's tight as it can be. Because this is very crucial to keep the air in. So that's basically blowing up my air bed. Not that it's that big a deal, but, you know, people are booing, and I may have to... I'm going to see to make sure this thing sits comfortably here. Okay. I think almost to the floor, but oh well. And I just put like a sheet over it, and because it's only like the equivalent to like a single bed, I just put a sheet over it, and so I'll just stretch out here. Okay. I have these visions of it busting and making like a loud popping sound. And there's even like a drink container here, like it's like a round thing where you could like put like a drink or something, although it would probably spill if you had it too full, because it's kind of on the pillow part here. So, I'm going to lay down and just stretch out here. But anyway, that is the airbed that I sleep on. Of course, if you listened to last night's Boo, and if you have any vision, you would have seen a picture of what this looks like. So hopefully I won't lose all my air tonight. Because they tell you not to overdo it because you don't want it to bust, and you know when you land it, you want it to weight some of the air down. But it beats it. I'd rather lay on this than a bed full of bed bugs. So anyway, guess that'll do it. So, with that said, I'm out of here, and probably just going to snap another picture of it just so that you kind of get a better idea of what the unit looks like. It's actually, the box for it is just over here. Yeah, and it's one of those Broadstone is the brand of it here. And it's the box here, like it's a yellow box, and it's just got a twin-sized airbed. And so it just says, yeah, it even shows like two pictures of it here. It's got like a picture of the person like pushing down on it with their foot, which is what you do, and then you cover the air hole. Because there's a suction thing, you lift it up so it sucks the air in, and then you push down. The pump, of course, pushes it throughout the inside of the mattress. And then the other one, of course, it shows a little container compartment there where you can actually put a drink in. So, which is good. And according to this, it's the box says, what does it say here? It says 74 inch by 39 by 5.5 inches thick. Or in metric, that's 188 centimeters by 99 by 22 centimeters in thickness. Then it says mattress made from recycled PVC materials. And what is this? It says contains minimum 75% content, and it's got the recycle symbol. So hopefully you're able to hear that, because I have to put things so close to the to whatever it is I'm looking at. So I'm out of here, folks. It's after 2. 2:34 to be exact, so I better wrap up here and get into bed and lie down, because I got to be out of here in about 6 hours from now. The guy's supposed to come to do some bed bug spray. I got a couple cans of that earlier, and I guess even though the beds are gone, there's still some of the, I guess there's to make sure there's no leftover bugs in the carpet or anything like that to get them. So I will say take care, ta-ta for now, and boo at y'all later. So good day, and God bless.